This is part two of my previous lesson. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair.
The shepherd would go up into the mountains and he would check out these mountain tables where the green grass would grow tall in the summer. He would check them for poisonous weeds. He would check them to make sure there was plenty of water. And just before he would take his sheep to these pastures, these higher places of grazing, to make sure that there was plenty of salt. Salt which he would place at strategic places throughout the table. Now we know that salt in the Bible refers to the life of Christ. The shepherd will also decide well ahead of time where his camp will be located, so the sheep will have the best bed grounds. He will check to see if there are poisonous weeds, and if so, he will guide his grazing program to avoid them or take steps to eradicate them. I believe that all of these things were in David's mind as he penned these lines. I can picture him now as he slowly walks the ranges long before his sheep got there. His eagle eye is sharp for any signs of danger that would injure his sheep. The parallel in the Christian life is clear, like sheep and especially lambs. We sometimes feel that we have to try a little bit of everything that comes our way. We have to taste this and that, sampling everything just to see what it's like. And many times we taste things that are extremely deadly. As Eve in the garden, she felt that this tree, this beautiful tree that God had said, don't touch it. She thought, it looks good. It looks like it's good for food. And the devil persuaded her to take a taste of it. Just a taste. I don't know how much of this fruit they ate, but it only took one bite. We need to remember that our shepherd has been there ahead of us, coping with every situation that would otherwise undo us, anticipating what dangers we may encounter, and praying for us that in it we might not succumb. You remember the story when Jesus warned Peter that the devil desired to shift him like wheat. But Christ pointed out the fact that he had prayed that Peter's faith would not fail him. Jesus is praying for you. And all of this was done in the presence of the enemies of the sheep. While the shepherd was roaming those fields, back in the woods and in the cliffs of the rock, the wolves were watching. The predators were looking on. It was in the presence of his enemies that Christ, our great shepherd, sacrificed his life for us. While the wolves and the lions and all of the predators of mankind looked on, he laid down his life for us. Our shepherd will never lead us to a place that he has not already been.
Going to
This is part two of my previous lesson. I hope it has been a blessing to you. If so, get in touch with us at BibleStrong316.org. We love you.